Exam Objectives Fast Track, Chapter 6, Understanding Virtualization in Windows Server 2008. Microsoft Terminal Server is now Presentation Virtualization. Microsoft Virtual Server 2005 Release 2 is now Server Virtualization. Microsoft Virtual PC 2007 is now Desktop Virtualization. Microsoft SoftGrid is now Application Virtualization. Microsoft SoftGrid was purchased from Softricity. Provisioning Applications. Terminal Services Licensing manages the Terminal Services Client Access licenses. Terminal Services Gateway Server allows RDP connections to securely connect over the Internet via the HTTPS over SSL to terminal servers or internal network resources. Terminal Session Broker allows for load balancing server farms and reconnects disconnected sessions. Microsoft Terminal Services Remote App allows an administrator to publish applications to a user in a window that looks as if the application is running locally on the client's computer. Microsoft Windows System Resource Manager is used to allocate server resources according to priority. System Center Configuration Manager. Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 allows you to perform and automate many administrative tasks. Microsoft SQL Server 2005 Service Pack 2 is now required to host the site database for Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007. Microsoft System Center Configuration Manager 2007 clients receive agents that can be disabled or enabled as needed. These agents collect specific data or perform specific tasks. The Hardware Inventory Client Agent uses the Windows Management Instrumentation, or WMI, to collect data from the client computers. Provisioning Data. The definition of a shared resource is a volume, folder, file, printer, or serial port shared over the network using the SMB protocol. The DFS technologies offer Wide Area Network, or WAN-friendly replication, as well as simplified, high available access to geographically dispersed file systems. The Distributed File System Role Service consists of two child role services, DFS namespaces and DFS replication. Offline files can be stored in local workstation folders even when the network copies are unavailable. Frequently Asked Questions. Question. What is the information in this chapter that causes students the most problems on the exam? Answer. The topic that causes students the most problems are terminal service technologies, especially if they have never been in an environment that uses terminal services. If students have never used terminal services, they usually get it mixed up with RDP connections to a workstation. It is very important to understand terminal server, TS licensing, TS Session Broker, TS Gateway, and TS Web Access. Question. Will there be scenario-based questions on the exam concerning terminal services? Answer. Yes. It is very important to get your hands on some equipment you can use for training. Question. I don't quite understand a topic in this chapter. Where is the best place to go for additional information? Answer. The best place to gather more information is right to the source. Microsoft TechNet. You can go to the site at http://technet.microsoft.com.